Knox Prairie Fire 2-0. First time that's happened since the 03 season. Good morning. It is 8:41. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum in for Cameron Lyon. Nick Isher, thanks for being along with us on this Friday morning. Football Friday. Streaks in action tonight. They're not going to St. Louis, but almost as far. That road trip down to Quincy tonight to take on the Blue Devils. And matter of fact, Brad Benowitz, who will be bringing us our play-by-play, was already in to pick up equipment. I said, what, you're leaving already? He said, well, actually leaving for Champaign. He's got a meeting in Champaign. I said, so you're going to go cross through Decatur, Springfield? Over. He said, no, I have to come back here. So comes back here and then goes to Quincy, spending the night there because his daughter Haley will be playing volleyball down there tomorrow. So they're staying. They're just, that's a good idea just to stay.
He sounds like a college football during recruiting.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So the Streaks and Blue Devils tonight, that should be a good game. Blue Devils 1-2, don't let it deceive you. They won up at Geneseo last Friday night for their first win.
For sure, that should be a big game in the Western Big Six. I mean, that's the one that you definitely got to circle, and best of luck to the Streaks tonight as they got to travel. It seems like everybody's out of town this weekend or on a bye week.
Yep. Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us. The Prairie Fire 2-0. First week to win over Eureka. Last week, home opener at the Nosher Bowl. You defeat Beloit. Another good game for you. You know, I was looking up and down the stats, and, you know, you got some young guys stepping up, but you also got your guys that have been in the program that you were hoping that we're going to start stepping up. You've got that happening, and you can name us right off the top of Matt McCaffrey.
Matt McCaffrey, 32-game starter here for Knox in his final senior season. And the fun thing about Matt is we're still trying to figure out what he's going to do professionally for his career. And it's all over the map, and one of his thoughts is college coaching. So we're trying to talk him out of that very quickly. But Matt is playing like a senior can, and we thought he would be able to do that. So it's been great to see Matt. And, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, Jacob Paul in his senior campaign is having a great season. 3 sacks last week. He's just making some plays that, you know, we haven't been able to make in the past. And it's made a big difference for our defense. And between those two, there's been some major impact in our seniors.
Yeah. So what's the actual major for Matt?
It's psychology and a minor in neuroscience. He's kind of into that line of work, and then minor in business as well. So he's kind of
he can do a lot better than coaching, is what you're saying.
If you would like to ask my wife about the coaching profession, she might be able to give you a little bit more insight. You know, he has so many opportunities and options out there, and a bright young man, and the future is going to be great for him.
Yeah. So it's and then you've had some young guys. You've got not as many freshmen having to play for you, or, you know, since you've got some upperclassmen stepping up, you're not getting as much time, but young guys stepping in are doing some good stuff for you.
We got freshman Corey McKnight out of Waubonsie. He's playing offensive line for us. He's done 2-game starter now. He's done very well. Performing, I think he's going to be a real bright spot as we move down the road with his career. Wide receiver Hunter Lee out of Watsika has performed nicely. He had a touchdown at Eureka, and he continues to compete at the wideout spot. And as the senior graduates in his position, I think he's going to be one down the road we'll be talking about quite a bit on offense. There's 3 running backs that are all kind of competing and all playing a little bit, and they all touched the ball last Saturday, and that was kind of fun. On the defensive side of the ball, Hunter Bequette, safety out of St. Ignatius in Chicago, and Grant Williamson, East Grand Rapids, Michigan, is seeing some time. And, you know, it's good. There's a lot of guys playing for us, and we've been able to get a lot of guys in the games up to this point.
Well, offensively, you're spreading the ball around a lot. As you mentioned, several different guys running the ball, but passing McCaffrey, 16 for 25, 226. Garrett Rao, 0 for 1. But your receivers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different players caught the ball, and 5 of the 6 more than one catch.
Yeah, well, the Garrett Rao is our fourth down punter. He's right. Actually our starting safety. He was throwing that fourth down to Matt McCaffrey, and Matt dropped it.
Ah.
So that was one of our fun fake punts that we run. And which is kind of hilarious on the film room when we're sitting there staring at, you know, an athlete to an athlete. It's like, catch the ball, Matt. Come on. Now you know how it feels.
It's no different than being in the shotgun, right?
Just catch it and throw it. It's not hard. It hits you in the hands, too.
By the way, Garrett Rao, this week, I mentioned his punt average last week, 47.5 yards this week.
47.5 is a new school record.
Wow.
Knox record for punt average per game. And his longest of 66 yards is in the top 10 of all time. So, and he's our starting safety, by the way. So he just picked up a football and punted it, and it was like, I think we have something here. And he's only a sophomore, so good things down the road to come with Garrett.
Well, you knew going in that it was a winnable game with Beloit, but just as you said, you had to come out and perform. You had to come out and play some football. Anything that you weren't necessarily happy with, or an overall pretty good performance, better than week one?
Well, you know, we cleaned up some stuff coming out of week one, mm-hmm. and we knew Beloit's offense is more of a spread, open set formation. It's a little different than what Eureka's been showing with their run game, and we knew that would be a challenge for us in just lining up and dealing with the motions and the shifts and whatnot. So I thought defensively we did well in that aspect, and then offensively to be able to put points on the board and be 14-0 going into halftime, I think was really good to come out of the gate and score and move the ball consistently throughout the game. The big number that stands out to us the most is turnovers. You know, we didn't turn the ball over on Saturday, and that's been our thing. You know, turn the ball over in the past, and it's cost us a lot of football games. And the zero in that column has made a big difference for us, and I think that'll help us if we can continue to do that.
A lot of times a bye week is helpful, get guys to rest up, maybe nagging injuries or whatever, but it's week three and your guys are kind of on a roll. So is it tough to have a bye week this early this time around, or are you okay with it?
You know, is there ever a great time for a bye week when you want to kind of play the next game? And even practice this morning at 6:30, I could tell our guys are kind of minds were elsewhere. It's the start of classes this week at Knox, and so there's a lot of going on. And one of our students has physics, and you know, he was worried about physics and turning in his homework today. So, you know, he wasn't really thinking about football, and without the game tomorrow, it's a little different world for him. But, you know, we got a big challenge coming up next weekend with Ripon coming here to Knox to the bowl. It'll be our second home game, and Ripon's been a tough opponent for Knox over the last few years.
All right, so the Prairie Fire 2-0, first time since 03, and that's impressive. And it's, are you seeing and feeling some confidence in the guys?
They're having fun. You know, I think they're the energy and the life, and they enjoy coming to practice and being around each other. And our coaching staff has done a tremendous job this season. I get way too much credit for this start, and I really want to give it to our coaching staff and our players, because they're going out there and doing it. And it's been fun to be a part of, and just to have this experience for them that they've earned this right. And bye week this week, and then an opportunity for another game, which would be a definite challenge for us with Ripon and their vaunted triple option next Saturday.
So the bye week, annually coming off the bye week, do you get to the point, and especially with it early like this, you know, guys starting classes, they're, like you said, their minds aren't necessarily on football to start. Does it get to the point, like toward the end of maybe, I guess, training camp, so to speak, does it start to get a little chippy that second week leading up to that next game, or are they more kind of, since you're preparing for a game, are they more into it?
We spent a lot of time this week working on Ripon, and so it really wasn't quite the same. This morning we kind of got after each other a little bit and had more of a good on good scenarios. And played a little bit more regular football, you know, in our offense and our defense. So it was good to kind of get that out of our system and at least, you know, kind of have some fun with the guys. But, you know, you're so fearful on a bye week of an injury or just something silly happening, and all of a sudden we're going to lose one of our players. So it's a fine line you have to walk, but you still got to play, and that involves hitting and blocking and tackling.
Knox College head football coach Damon Tomeo joining us this morning. The Prairie Fire 2-0 by tomorrow. They'll open up Midwest Conference play next week with Ripon at the Nosher Bowl, 1 o'clock. So will the rest of the teams be opening conference play this week then? Is that?
You know, in our conference, everyone had a bye week three.
Oh, okay.
And if you look across college football, if it's not a bye week this week, it seems to be there's a lot of patsy games, not a lot of great matchups in college football. And that's normal week three going into four when most conference play begins, and you kind of want to have either a bye week or an easier opponent kind of cruising into that first conference game.
Any surprises from any of the Midwest Conference teams thus far in their first couple of games?
You know, Wartburg-Monmouth has a good team this year, and you know, I know Wartburg kind of was a little upset after last year's loss with Monmouth, so that, I expect that game to be close. And as it was, St. Norbert's deceiving. They're 0-2, and they're not an 0-2 squad. I think Benedictine, they lost to, is very good, and they lost to one of the Wisconsin State schools. So that's also a deceiving, you know, 0-2 record. Ripon is 0-2, and again, I think that's also deceiving because they played one of the Wisconsin State schools, and, you know, they had a kind of tough go with Concordia Chicago. So I think right now as we move into conference play, it's going to clean itself up a little bit, especially in week one. There's going to be some good matchups on next Saturday. Everyone else this weekend, though, is just enjoying a little downtime or mowing the lawn.
There you go. Well, and you mentioned those Wisconsin State schools. You play one of those teams and you're playing a school. It's like Knox playing, not the talent level, but the enrollment and the number of guys to choose from. You're talking about 10 or 15,000 students at some of those schools.
Very different than the 1,400 at Knox or a Ripon type institution, you know, so it's a different situation there, and tough one. And scheduling, you're trying to find those in-region games where you can, you know, cost containment a little bit. But we're very thankful that we don't have to schedule those games, and we're excited about having to go into conference play because we're going to see some people we know and some familiarity, which is always fun.
Well, college football, the Illini got their second win, and there was a couple of really big games that you mentioned last week. Were you surprised at all? The scores, you had Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Stanford, USC. Were you surprised at those scores? Because I was when I saw those, like, wow, those were both pretty much blowouts.
Yeah, I got a chance to see the Stanford-USC game. There was a partial, what I'd call a nap, somewhere around the second quarter into the middle of the third quarter. My wife says, I just seemed like I blinked for an extended period of time. USC's quarterback is tremendous, and I think they're going to be in that top 10 ranking very quickly with what they were performing. And if they're not in the Final Four, I'd be amazed. They seem to be firing all cylinders. I don't want to say Stanford's having an off year, but it's not quite the same year they've had in the past. So this might be an 8-9 win Stanford team this year, but I still think USC was really tremendous.
Are they going to be a team that you think might be competing for the championship?
USC, I think, is going to be in that conversation.
Yeah. All right. So Ohio State, Oklahoma, and that at the Horseshoe.
Seriously, what a game! What a game! And they went crazy considering Oklahoma with its coaching staff late change and Bob Stoops' retirement. Mm-hmm. Wow, it's just one of those wild, exciting games that in college football early on. I wish we had more of those kinds of games this week because they're really on my bye week when I can actually watch a game. There really isn't that many great games out there.
Yeah. What was it, like 31-16, I think, that one with Oklahoma with the win in that one?
Yep.
They kind of stick it to you when it's like, hey, this will be a week where I can actually watch and everybody else.
The honey-do list will be completed this week because there isn't. You know, the Illini you brought up is good because this is, I think, a realistic perspective on their season as they have to go to South Florida. South Florida is a ranked team. They're coming off another undefeated team. I think this will gauge where the Illini will fall this season, and then they head into Big Ten play, which we know is no slouch, and I think they'll start out with Nebraska and Iowa right out of the gate in Big Ten play. So it'll be good to see that game and see how the Illini do.
Well, I think that Western Kentucky win was a better win than people think because, honestly, Western Kentucky was favored in that game. They had a good year last year and have pretty good expectations this year.
Hey, as I know better than most, every win's a good win.
Right.
There you go. So we're excited about every one of those. But Tennessee, Florida this week, that blows your hair back. Florida. That's about it. I was even looking and I peeked over at Western Illinois sitting at 2-0. Congrats to Western Illinois staff and their players. But they have a bye week this week because I was going to head over there and see if I can catch a live game.
Yeah.
But Coach Fish is doing a good job out there. And they travel to Coastal Carolina next weekend, kind of starting into their final non-conference game before conference play starts for them.
Well, that's kind of interesting that Missouri Valley Football Conference kind of dominating the ratings at that. BS. I am so
confused. FCS championship.
It was so much easier when it was Division I, Division II, or 1AA. It was easier, and I'm so confused now. So the FCS. Yes.
FCS. Yeah. So that I do feel that the best football in 1AA help you out is played right here in the Missouri Valley Conference, and worth checking out when you have North and South Dakota state schools that are very, very good. South Dakota itself has done well. Western's been in the mix. And then you have school like Southern Illinois that's still competing. So I think there's a lot of good schools and a lot of good football.
And even ISU is a.
I'm sorry, Illinois State. Absolutely.
Yeah, Brock Spack has done a great job there. And of course, Jacob Carl of current Galesburg Silver Streak is going to be playing down for Brock Spack next year at ISU.
Yeah, they have another tremendous year down there. So there's a lot of good football. And I think the other big conference that kind of gets overlooked is the Big Sky, the Montana schools. There's a few other schools in that conference that play some really good 1AA football, FCS football. But I'm a homer for North Dakota State, having spent some time up in Fargo, and my wife being from that area. So we still root for the Bison, with a Z, the Bison of North Dakota State. And so it's kind of that time of year as we start seeing things shake out a little bit as to where we're going to land. As some of these teams, are they going to really have each opportunity?
When I've said it before, that's impressive recruiting to have the run that they've had up there, north and south, recruiting guys to come there. Obviously, I'm sure they get a lot of local guys, maybe the best players coming out of there, but you got to be getting guys from other parts of the country. And to get somebody to come there, that's impressive to spend, especially after they see a winter there.
We don't say see a winter, you experience.
There you go.
Experience
a winter
in Fargo,
yeah.
And you
yeah.
have to think. Going north, you're really into Canada, where football isn't as popular. There isn't a lot of big population base there in the state. So you have a state that doesn't give you a lot of student athletes, a northern border that's not really helping you. You go into western Minnesota, and you're pretty thinly populated. They've done a tremendous job, and North Dakota State, South Dakota State, in their areas respectively, to get athletes and find pockets of kids that want to come and be a part of them. And North Dakota State does come down here in Illinois and Chicago through Wisconsin, Minnesota. It's been a neat thing to know those guys and see how well they've done.
Damon Tomeo joining us, Knox College head football coach. They've got a bye this week. They're 2-0, and they will open Midwest Conference play with Ripon next Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock kickoff at the Nosher Bowl. Let's talk some NFL. We had Cincinnati Bengals. I picked them in our pro football pick. I was like, they're the home team. They're both 0-1 coming in. They haven't scored a touchdown yet. You don't win many games when you don't score a touchdown at any level, let alone the NFL.
True that. And I had an opportunity to watch a little bit of that last night. Slow week for us this year. But, we're just sitting there chatting with some of the coaches, and all of a sudden Deshaun Watson takes off running. Yeah. And it's like, ooh, looks like him when he was doing at Clemson. Made a few guys miss some space and goes in the end zone, and that was really the highlight of the game last night was Deshaun Watson's run. When you have a 13-9 barn burner, I don't think Houston or Cincinnati, they've got some challenges there for themselves this season. But it was neat to see Deshaun Watson again perform as well as he did when he was at Clemson.
Bears lost last week, but actually it was a pretty decent performance against the defending NFC champions and the Falcons. So I was somewhat impressed.
I think they're getting better. And I think, again, the roster decisions they've made, if they're an 8-win team this year, I think they've had a great season, and that'll move them even one step closer to get into that 10-plus win category, which I think is kind of like the gold standard in the NFL is, 10-12 wins, then we're going to make the playoffs consistently.
NFL, they've got Tampa Bay. Does opening the season with that off week because of the hurricane and all that, does that matter in the NFL?
I don't think so. These are professionals. Yeah. And, I'm going to go homer pick on this one. I'm going Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Todd Monken, offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, former Knox alum,
right,
football player. So I'm going to go Tampa Bay, which I know will excite some of our players who follow the Buccaneers quite hard. But I think they're going to have a season this year in Tampa Bay, and it seems like they got a lot of the weapons that they need to be successful.
Where do your Raiders have this week?
That's a great question. I honestly didn't even look.
I was going to pull it up, and I didn't either.
I was digging so hard for college games to watch tomorrow.
Yeah.
Any excuse I had not to mow. but there wasn't any. And so I'm going to have to mow. This is kind of a bummer. See, but, this seems to be a really weird week because even local football, everyone seems to be out of town.
Yeah.
I mean, the closest game you're really going to catch is if you go down to Princeville to watch West Central. And other than that, everyone's out of town. Yeah. So it's just kind of a bye week for a lot of teams, or it's a away game for a lot of the local teams. So, Quincy sounds like a good game tonight. That seems to be a good one to hit the road to go see. And, Rova has had some bumps and bruises, as those that are involved in the program know. But I think they're poising themselves for a good season. And I think if they can stay healthy, they got Cambridge tonight. That'll be a good game to travel to see as well.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win last week, and we'll look forward to chatting with you again next week ahead of your Midwest Conference opener.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much, and safe travels to everybody this weekend.
Absolutely. Damon Tomeo, Knox College head football coach, joining us here on Galesburg's Morning News. It is 8:50.